Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As the spring weather warms up, Nebraskans will be heading outdoors for activities and might need to protect themselves from mosquitoes and ticks. Nebraska Extension entomologist Jody Green talks about how to keep these pests from feeding off of us and help prevent diseases.
Well, now that we are reaching temperatures that are going to be consistently above 50 degrees Fahrenheit, we are going to start seeing some mosquitoes. And we are going to definitely want to protect ourselves from mosquitoes because they are one of the insect vectors of diseases. And something that we have very commonly in Nebraska is a high incidence of West Nile virus. So one of the things that people can do is wear repellents. The mosquitoes, there are some that can fly and bite throughout the day, but the ones that carry West Nile virus are the Culex mosquitoes, and they typically bite at dusk and throughout the night till dawn. So if you want to avoid mosquitoes, you'll probably want to avoid being outside that time of the day. It's also best to wear loose-fitting clothing. They also are said to be attracted to the darker clothing. So light clothing, maybe a white or lighter color, beige, and loose clothing, because some mosquitoes can bite through clothing. Ticks will feed on blood, and it is a very high tick season right now. A lot of times people don't even want to think about ticks until after Memorial Day, but April, May, and June are very high tick time because it's just getting nice and people are going outside. They're walking their dogs or walking through grass, and the ticks are ready. They're out questing. And what that means is how they find their host is they climb up a blade of grass and they kind of wait patiently, and they've got their four legs, so their front legs stretched out, and they just wait for a host to walk by. Most people think they fall out of trees, but really their hosts are going to be small mammals, so they are very low to the ground, and when they attach onto a host, they end up crawling upward. So, you know, making sure you walk in the middle of the trail instead of, you know, brushing along the sides. You also want to have your pets treated for fleas and ticks because ticks will hitch a ride on the animal. And when they get home, they can easily crawl off and also, you know, start biting humans. When we are out gardening or, you know, hiking, we also can have them on our clothes. And so when we get home, we want to make sure to take our clothes, inspect them, and put them through a hot dryer to make sure you remove the ticks. If you put them all in the hamper and there are ticks on the clothes, they can easily walk off and find your family members, and your family members will not be happy about that. Some repellents that you'll want to use are going to be approved by the EPA. This means they were tested and found effective against the specific arthropods that are on the label. The ones that are there are DEET, and you're going to want a 25 to 30% concentration. Picaridin, there's also one called IR3535. And then there's an oil of lemon eucalyptus. These are skin repellents. You do not want to put these on your skin if you've got clothes over top. You can put them on your clothes, but there is also a repellent or a clothing spray with a permethrin active ingredient that's only for clothing.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.